friends, this is Spingola Speaks, now a two-hour show from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this is Deanna Spingola. It is Wednesday, December 15th, 2010. It is Bill of Rights Day, an American civil holiday since December 15th, 1941, shortly after Pearl Harbor. Unfortunately, government officials long ago abandoned the Bill of Rights. Today, we are going to discuss one of the ways they have done this. Please support RBN by subscribing to the archives, ordering RBN business cards, and listening to RBN because you can handle the truth. Beginning at noon each day, Central Standard Time, Spingola Speaks, and the first hour of Michael Rivero's show, What Really Happened, is available on shortwave at WWCR 13.845. See my guest schedule at spingola.com. We will be taking calls during the second hour of the show at 800-313-9443. There are numerous serious single but related issues. Chemtrails, 9/11, the BP spill, gun control, the Food Safety Act, deadly vaccines, the Federal Reserve, unconstitutional tax collection, WikiLeaks, media control, special interest lobbies like AIPAC, the bribery of acquiescent judges and members of Congress, the TSA, the Patriot Act, the Department of Homeland Security, unnecessary war, fluoridated water, RFID chips, militarized police, incarceration of innocent vocal patriots, and hundreds of other issues. However, it is the very nature of our criminal corporate government, in collaboration with the major Fortune 500 companies, which facilitates all these other activities that are all detrimental to a person's life and liberty. This incestuous political corporate government and the rotten stench out of Washington is the foundation, the root of the pervasive evil that has befallen this nation. The federal, state, county, and city governments all have the money they need to run all of the government programs without taxing the citizens or cutting beneficial programs. The criminal cabal known as the federal government has, for the last 100 years, been very successful in creating a collective communist government where media and corporate ownership and wealth are concentrated in the hands of a few. In 1990, Walter Burian was a commodities trader in New Jersey when the citizens elected Jim Florio, who had campaigned on a new tax platform. The minute Florio took office, he imposed a $2.8 billion tax increase. Burian and others started an organization, Hands Across New Jersey, to repeal that tax increase. During a protest in Trenton, Burian gave a synopsis between the budget and the gross cash receipts. He had managed to acquire all of the financial statements, including the interest and investment accounts, which were included in something called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. This state report showed cash gross receipts at $188 billion for the state government. The cash gross receipts for the year in new money totaled over $83 billion. Today, my guest is Clint Richardson. He is the producer and the voice of the Corporation Nation, and he will explain exactly what the CAFR is and how it affects the budget, and he's going to talk about the deficit. And it's going to be a very interesting discussion, I must say. So we do have commercial breaks, and we're coming up on one right now. And we will be back with my guest, Clint Richardson, after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
While Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, we chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Government puppets so echo their will. So smug while we swallow their fork-tongued pills.
And they make Welcome back, friends. This is Deanna, and my guest today is Clint Richardson. Clint, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how are you? I'm so glad that you could join me.
I'm really pleased that you invited me. I thank you very much.
Well, great. Well, tell us, first of all, you've got a couple of websites. Tell us about those, and then tell us about your 20-part video.
My big, long 3-hour video? Yeah. My website for the video is thecorporationnation.com, and you can view that. It's absolutely free. Unfortunately, I won't make a dime off of this because it's so important that basically what I did was got tired of trying to explain this to people. And so, because, you know, people can't believe it's true. And so I put it in a form that's indisputable. Actually, you cannot argue against it because it's right out of the government documents called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. So that's up there, and it is long. It is three hours and some odd minutes, but definitely worth your time because it explains how government works, what government is, and it is a corporation. Again, indisputable. And then I do have another blog that's called Reality Blogger with 1G, so Reality Blogger. .wordpress.com, and that's just various articles relating to this and other things that I've discovered. So
great. Now, in the first part of your video, you interviewed David Walker, the former Comptroller General of the United States.
Yes.
And how did that work out?
Well, you know, we I'm part of a group called We Are Change, and been doing that for a while. So we're sort of the foot soldiers of, if there was an army in the so-called truth movement, I guess we'd be it, because we go up and we get in these people's face who are completely destroying our life, liberty, and wealth, and taking our property, and we get in their face, and we pretty much confront them on what they're doing. And so I was basically, we heard that Orrin Hatch was going to be at a function telling us how our economy is, and it just happened to be that David Walker was there, and I remembered the name, and as soon as someone told me who it was, I said, oh, I got to get that guy. So I went up there, and I was patient and polite, and, you start a confrontation acting like you don't know really that much about it, and then you progressively reveal that, you do know a lot more than you're letting on. And so I asked him about the taxpayer budget. He was talking about a $1.4 trillion deficit in the federal budget, which, of course, is going to be paid by taxpayers. And so slowly over time, I kept alluding that it was the government was a corporation, and he lied repeatedly, then said that it was not a corporation. Essentially we ended up to the point where I started asking him about investment, and he wanted to get away from me any way possible. So as soon as I mentioned Walter Burian and Kafir One, the website, he was pretty much done, because he knew where I was going, and he didn't want to be caught talking about the fact that government owns all Fortune 500 companies through their stock investment. So now, that's how that went.
Now, how does that work? How do they manage to own, for instance, 83% of Microsoft?
Well, that's a long story. It actually began in the 40s when the CAFR system, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reporting System, sort of came into place, and more governments started using this system. You come to find out that Canada, England, all of the commonwealths of the Queen, the IMF, all of the United Nations, they all are on this system, because what happened was that Russia tried communism, Germany tried communism, all these countries have tried communism, but communism just it's too obvious. It's too right there in your face. You know you're a slave when you're in a communist country. Whereas when Russia saw what America was doing, taking over the complete infrastructure of the whole country and eventually the world, essentially, because we're also talking about foreign corporate interests that they've invested in. This is Russia's wet dream. This is this system of complete takeover has been going on for 70, 80 years. Your incorporated municipalities that you live in, your municipality or municipal corporation that you all live in, if you're in an incorporated area, that's been going on for hundreds of years. So what we're talking about is a slow, progressive takeover of everything in the country. Land, we're not just talking about investments in foreign corporations or Fortune 500 corporations, we're talking about everything. We're talking about your malls, your movie theaters, your golf courses, you could go on and on and on. And it's now to the point where, because they own all these things, because they've started all these things through funds and other means, they are now starting to sell it off to their own investment-held corporations and private foreign investors. So we're talking about infrastructure privatization. Privatization basically means the selling off of infrastructure, of things that the taxpayers have paid for. Your fathers built the roads that you drive on. Your forefathers built everything that you see. Now that's all been purchased. It's been taken over slowly. And the important concept is incrementalism, because, everybody's expecting the crash, and everybody's expecting all these horrible things to happen all at once. But that's just not the way things work. The way things work is if you slowly take things over, if you slowly invest in all of these corporations, in all of this land, and you slowly take it over, and you slowly pass laws that are so absolutely unconstitutional and tyrannical. But if you do it slowly, it's like the grass. You can't really see it grow. You just know it's going to grow. And in a week or two, all of a sudden, your grass is overgrown. Well, that's exactly what's happened to government. It has slowly, incrementalism is the most important concept you can understand with regards to what's happening, because it's a slow takeover. Hitler didn't succeed with his takeover because it was sudden. It was quick. The world was shocked. It was shock and awe. So you have an incremental takeover, and that's what the CAFR represents, because when you look at the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which is the full, absolute, total budget for government, it includes all investments, all funds, everything that, that each individual government has across the country, and we're talking about 185,000 different individual corporate governments, which are private corporations. They're not public. They're private for-profit corporations. So, anyway, I'm rambling.
That's an interesting concept, that we don't live in a town or a city or a county, but we live within a corporation, and yet we all know, well, a town might be incorporated, but you never think about what that entails. And
exactly.
It's very interesting. We also have churches that are corporations, which is even more significant. Well, not more significant, but certainly significant. Correct?
Well, you could say that churches are part of the propaganda arm of government, because once churches gave up, I mean, if you think about it, you know, everybody quotes the Constitution and says, you know, we have the right to, you know, the freedom of religion. That doesn't mean freedom to be Christian. That means freedom of religion. And we have the freedom to assemble. So with those two supposed constitutional rights, and, you know, I don't believe in constitutional rights. I believe in God-given inalienable rights. The Constitution just puts those down on paper. Yeah, what we're talking about is once churches became corporations, and all churches in history have been incorporated, it's not a matter of it being a new thing. We're talking, I mean, the Mormon Church and the Catholic Church are two of the largest corporations on earth.
And they make investments.
Yes, yes. And so as soon as they became what they call non-profit, well, it's pretty obvious the Catholic Church is not a non-profit organization. Anybody with half a brain can tell that church is not non-profit. There really is no such thing as non-profit. It's almost a misnomer, because, you know, you think the United Way is not making a profit? Those boys up there and at the top of United Way are making a fortune. So is the leaders of the churches.
And you can also say the same thing for Concerned Women for America and the pro-life movement, which all collect money, and with the expectation that they're going to do something about these situations that they address, wherein in fact they're just collecting money, correct? And there
exactly. Exactly. Another really good example is someone like the Red Cross. Now, the Red Cross, if you look at the board of directors of the Red Cross, these are the people who make all the decisions for the Red Cross. You see a who's who of industrial, chemical, everything regarding rebuilding and restructuring. So the Red Cross is not there to help people. The Red Cross is there to get government contracts for their own corporations. All these corporate heads and CEOs, which by the way, go back and forth between the corporate structure and the government structure. Not that there's much of a fine line there. For instance, Monsanto.
We're going to go into a break. I'm sorry. Okay. We're going to go into a break, and let's pick this up on the other side of the break after a word from our sponsor.
Are you? Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
So shine the light of your freedom. The eternal flame for which many a brave heart has died.
Welcome back, friends. This is Deanna, and my guest today is Clint Richardson. He has made this fabulous, fabulous movie. It is at thecorporationnation.com. It's a 20-part movie. Turn off your TV tonight. Sit down. Watch this movie. It's the most important movie that you probably will ever watch. There is nothing on TV that will match the importance of watching this movie. That URL again is thecorporationnation.com. It's essential viewing.
Okay, come on, you say that to all your guests.
What?
You say that to all your guests.
I try and give my guests the most opportunity, and I promote my guest. I do.
I appreciate it.
I believe in what you've done. I've watched the video a couple of times. It's amazing.
Well, I appreciate it.
It is totally amazing, and seriously, there's nothing more essential to watch than this video at this time, because it really reveals the foundation of what's wrong with the country. And if we can get to the root of the rottenness, then we can settle all these other issues that are single issues. They're important issues, but they're not the root of the problem. This is the root. You know, follow the money. And that is what you've done in this video. You have followed the money. You've shown what is going on. You've shown that there's that they're lying to us. Correct?
Well, yeah, in a way. I mean, what we've disclosed in the actual video is the full disclosure. So technically, they're lying to us by only giving us what we see, which is the taxpayer budget. They handpick all the figures that have to do with tax in to the government and tax out. And that's what you see on your taxpayer budget. And that's all they feel that they're required to tell you because, you know, it makes sense. I've thought so my whole life. Okay, I paid tax, they get tax, they spend money, and they always spend more than they seem to get. Surprise, surprise. And, you know, so we have the taxpayer budget. But it turns out that that's only just a small portion of a much larger document, which is this comprehensive annual financial report. So technically the disclosure is there, although it's not full disclosure. It is an accounting of all the money, or a lot of the money. So yeah, they're lying in a roundabout way. They're lying because they're not disclosing this to the people. This is a document that no one would think to look up. It's something that goes around between the higher ups. And even people that do deal with the comprehensive annual financial report in government, we're not saying everybody's guilty. We're only saying that the people in the know are guilty. So even people that look at this thing that don't understand it, I mean, because you have to be practically have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out for yourself. I was fortunate enough to meet and help Walter Burian out, and he spent 10 days or so with him, and just, you know, he talked my ear off, and I was able to ask questions, and this brought me to a level of comprehension to where I could start explaining it to other people, and still I wasn't really that familiar with it, and then when I started actually looking at the reports and just burying the hatchet and just go ahead and read the things, everything started making sense. And you know, to this point, I'm probably a neophyte apprentice compared to what Walter Burian at CAFR 1 over there, you know, his information. He is, in my opinion, one of the most important men on this earth because he has a full comprehension of what's going on. And he needs to be supported. He needs to be cherished. He is so important. I can't stress that enough. Someone needs to help this guy out. He's in the middle of the desert, and he is, his kids have been kidnapped. He needs help. He needs financial help. If he could get money under his belt without the government coming in and taking it away, man, oh man, could things change. But without him, without his knowledge, and without his tax retirement fund that he talks about and all these things, I mean, we're in dire, dire need of this guy to be helped. And that's really the main reason that I did this documentary, was to somehow get people to see what he's been trying to get them to see for 20 years. And so I geared this documentary more towards the novice, the person with no financial background, like myself, so that people can understand what's going on.
Right, because I've listened to Walter Burian's interviews and his video, and it sounds it's very informative. But you have presented it, like you say, in such a way that laymen can see. And you've presented visuals. You know, people learn in different ways. Some people learn auditorially. Some people learn visually. You've put the CAFR right in front of us in this video so that we can see. You've pointed out, you've pointed the figures and say, okay, this is what they've invested. This is what their returns are. And we see that the government has done exactly what you said. They're investing our money. They issue bonds. They collect money. They invest that money and then use those bond issues to do a project that maybe 3 or 4 years down the road. Meanwhile, they collect money, somewhat like the Obamacare, where they're going to collect money for a short period of time. And what are they going to do with that money? Let's talk about that when we come back after a short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't you crawl for the Bilderberg Group. See, nobody needs them. Hell no, we don't. They're just lunatics, usurpers, eugenicists, and parasites.
Welcome back, friends. This is Deanna. My guest today is Clint Richardson. Clint, we were talking about how the various corporations, the cities that we live in, issue a bond and then sometimes wait until 3 or 4 years in order to use that bond for a project. So what happens to the money in the meantime?
Well, yeah, I mean, essentially you have, let's just say that I'm a congressman or a local government official, and I say that I want to start, well, I'm in Salt Lake City, so we'll use that as an example. I want to build a bridge over the Salt Lake Basin. So I present my proposal to the city or to the council, or I get it voted on by the people as a proposition, or I can't remember what they're called here in Utah. I'm kind of new to Utah, but proposition in California. And so I call it the Clint Bridge Fund, Clint Salt Lake Bridge Fund. So I start a fund, and I say, well, I need to build this fund so that in 10 years this bridge will be built. And I'm going to need $1 billion to build that bridge. So I start a fund. I start charging, I get the approval to charge a half cent tax on gas. We'll just use gasoline. It could be anything. It could be property tax. It could be anything. And so for the next several years, I'm taking a half-cent tax on every gallon of gas that is being pumped at the pump. And obviously that's going to build up, especially if we're talking a state project or a whole county project like I'm talking about. So that money starts going into the fund that I set up called the Clint's Salt Lake Bridge Fund. Now, what happens is I've set this fund up to start construction on the bridge based on my actuarial projections for what that fund is going to do within that 10 years, and I'm going to start that bridge at about 6 years in. And I'm going to plan on finishing that bridge at about 10 years. So that fund builds and builds and builds. But what the mistake is that people say, okay, well, they're getting the tax, it's going into the fund, and it's sitting there. Oh, maybe it's collecting a little interest, whatever. But no, that's not what happens. The money goes into the fund, and through the magic of computerized accounting, it appears that that money stays there in the fund. But what's really happening is that money is being invested. It's being invested in several different funds, bonds, mutual funds, real estate projects, all sorts of things. Meanwhile, the bank account shows a steady increase in funding. So 6 years comes along, and we start to build that bridge. And after 10 years, we are funded enough in that fund to build the bridge. But what about all the extra money that was made on that investment? What about all of the extra, all the interest that was collected on that money? What about everything else that was done with that money? Well, like I said earlier, that doesn't have to be reported in any clear way to the taxpayer, because the tax itself is only that 0.5% that's being collected on your gas every time you fill up at the pump. Everything else is what they consider separate from being a tax base. In other words, it becomes play money, and they take that and they invest it. A lot of times these kind of funds are started, for instance, in Detroit. When I pulled up Detroit, I figured Detroit was probably vanquished by now. But no, it had 32 different funds with millions and billions in each fund, all designated for either construction, beautification, reorganization, all these different, you know, concepts like building a bridge. And so what we find is that this happens over and over and over. All this money is being built in the fund because these guys are trying to develop a power base by getting this money in the first place. Then they're able to say, well, now I've got, you know, from this fund that I just started and we already built the bridge, it's done. I've now got, you know, an extra $500 million. And I want to build some condos in Australia. And the government says, well, okay, here's a perspective that someone else just used. Why don't you just erase their information, fill in the blanks, and you go ahead and build those condos in Australia. It'll be a government enterprise operation. And, you know, it's really not mentioned to the taxpayer that the government owns condos in Australia and every other country. That's how it works.
Interesting. And the politicians they're knowledgeable about this. They know what happens. Even before George Bush got into politics, he and a group of investors decided that they wanted to build Rangers Stadium in Arlington. Mm-hmm. And they did the same thing. They got a bond issue, and basically the taxpayers paid for it over a period of time, and then it fell to private ownership after it was done, and the taxpayers were really just exploited. The taxpayers pay for something, and then it gets privatized. And
well, that's why you see all of these stadiums that used to have really great names, like, I don't know, Cincinnati, it was Riverfront Stadium, and all these great names. Now they're Synergy and Comcast Stadium and Energy Solutions Stadium, because yeah, they're privatized. They're either completely privatized, meaning they're just given away or sold at fire sale prices, or they're in what's called a public-private partnership, which I wish I had more information on, but there's a couple of really good videos out there on what a public-private partnership is. It's basically when the government says, well, we can't do this, we need help from private industry, and the private industry like Raytheon or, you know, Walmart or all these really horrible companies, Monsanto, will come in and help out by donating money to the cause, and they'll build a rest stop. You'll go along the freeway and you'll see a rest stop, that's sponsored by this corporation, and that's a public-private partnership. It's owned by the private corporation that's doing the funding, but it's still technically run and regulated by government. So, again, what people have to understand, you basically have to forget all of the shock jock radio stuff that you've heard in the past, and you have to realize that banks, Monsanto, Walmart, all of these corporations, all of these Fortune 500 companies and beyond, are all not only owned outright, not outright, but they have the government has collective ownership through stock investments in all of these corporations. What's important to understand about that is not the monetary value, because it's in the trillions and trillions, and most people can't even imagine what $1 billion looks like, let alone $1 trillion, which is a million. So forget about the monetary value. It's not nearly as important as what is called corporate governance. Now, corporate governance is basically all of these governments, all these 185,000 or so governments across the country, and we're talking 18,000 governments just in California, what they do is they have proxy voting rights, meaning if you own a certain amount of stock in a corporation, and this could be you, me, Bill Gates, anyone, if you own a certain amount of stock, you have that amount or that percentage of voting rights in that corporation, because stock ownership is literally ownership in the company. If you have 50% of the stock of a company, then you own 50% of that company. So what they do is they vote through proxy, because they have that controlling stock in each of these governments, and basically they hire or elect the board of directors. The board of directors then hires or elects the CEO of the corporation. If they don't like what that CEO is doing, government, through proxy vote, all of the 185,000 corporations out there calling themselves government, vote to tell that board of directors to fire that CEO, get a new CEO. They also vote, pension funds especially, but governments in general vote on mergers and acquisitions. They vote on who is going to get the stock, whether that stock is going to split. They vote on all of these corporate issues, and they call it, in their own report, they call it corporate governance. Okay? That is state-controlled capitalism. State-controlled capitalism is the definition of fascism. So what we have is an admission in their own reports to this corporate governance, which is defined as fascism, essentially. We live in a corporate state, a government that owns the corporations that it regulates and deregulates. There is no line anymore between corporations and government, is what I'm saying.
Okay. And so Obama is essentially the CEO of the United States Corporation.
This is correct.
Okay. I mentioned Obamacare before the break and how they were going to collect all of these taxes and then implement that program at some future point. Will they then invest that tax money into these Fortune 500 companies in order to...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what you're talking about, again, remember, you got to understand that all these companies, all these medical companies and all these pharmaceutical companies, everyone that's going to benefit from the Obama health care bill, and you're talking trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that are going to go to insurance companies, that are going to go to pharmaceuticals, and they're going to go to hospital-type medical corporations, all of those, for the most part, are going to be, if you pull up the information and you do some digging, you're going to find that they're owned outright through this stock investment that's been going on for years and years and years. I mean, you can look at the top 10 holdings and you'll often see pharmaceutical companies. You'll often see banks. You'll see Microsoft in just about every report. J.P. Morgan Chase, you'll see. J.P. Morgan Chase is pretty much the government's holding company, with 90-something trillion dollars worth of of derivatives with only $1.something trillion of assets. So we're talking, I mean, we've got some serious stuff going on. So essentially, when things like the Obamacare bill are passed, all that is doing, you got to understand what the motive behind that is. Okay? The government owns those corporations that are going to benefit from that bill. So in other words, it's like a guarantee that there is going to be a massive return on their investment, because they're going to give that trillions and trillions of dollars to those corporations which they have controlling stock ownership in. It's a full Euroboros snake-eating its own tail circle.
Interesting. Now, you know, all of this started during the Roosevelt administration when he basically filled his entire cabinet with a bunch of communists. And I feel that it didn't work as well. Like you said, it didn't work as well in Russia. And so this way they have incrementally turned this country into a communist country.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, communism, all the isms basically lead back to communism. You're talking about a corporate structure, and that's what communism is, and that's what we've got. So you don't have a representative government. You have a corporatist structure set up to completely steal the prosperity, wealth, land, and everything else. You know, if you want to know how, you know, I think the biggest mistake people can make is saying, well, yeah, but we're America. We're a free country. Okay, we're free to do this and we're free to do that. Well, they figured out a long time ago with some of these slave nations that the more the slaves feel like they're free, the more, you know, you give them the choice of professions, the choice of slave jobs, instead of forcing someone to be a farmer or forcing someone to be an office worker, you give them the choice, you give them the opportunity to get ahead in the slave market. So, I mean, really, what we're talking about, I mean, let's just discuss this. If anybody out there feels like they're free to do anything, let's discuss this. Are we free to drive? Well, no, because we need a license. We need permission from the state to drive. Can we build something? No, we need a permit. We need permission. We need state-sanctioned permission to build anything. Do I want to add a floor to my house? Oh, nope, can't do that without permission from the slave owner. So, I mean, it even goes further. It goes into the court system, okay? People have to understand that the court system, okay, we know now, thanks to a wonderful lady out there, and I can't think of her name right now, but she did a Freedom of Information Act, and she found out that the courts in Los Angeles are owned by a judge, okay? The judge owns the court. He rents out the court to the government, to the local county or state government. The government pays him outrageous amounts of rent to use that court. And so the courts are corporate, private corporations owned by a judge. Okay, they have dummy accounts that aren't registered with the Federal Reserve. You call the Federal Reserve, ask them about the account, they have no idea what you're talking about. So they're writing checks on dummy accounts, and they got these checks through Freedom of Information. We're talking about the most criminal cabal ever. And then you take into consideration that these courts and these judges, which are just attorneys in robes, are sentencing people into private corporate prisons. Oh, okay, well now we have a government that has one out of every 100 Americans in jail, the majority for victimless crimes. In other words, no one was hurt and no property was damaged. We're talking about smoking a joint. Or sniffing a vial of cocaine, which of course the government, everybody knows the CIA runs the cocaine. 25% of the world's prison population is in the United States, and it's in private prisons. The whole thing is a corporate structure. And according to the 14th or 13th, I can't remember, amendment, the abolition of slavery, It states right in the amendment that slavery is illegal or unlawful unless you're convicted of a crime. So slavery is actually legal in America as long as you go through the private court system. I mean, this thing goes so deep, so deep, that to understand the scope and size of it, you have to be Walter Burian. You have to spend years and years studying and understanding this. I am somewhere on the threshold of comprehending the vastness of this system that is set up, but I'm still, like I said, I'm still a novice, even with what I know so far and what I put in the documentary. So, I mean, you know, all I can say is watch it and understand how this is working.
I'm sorry. We're going to a break, and hold that thought. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
So shine the light of your freedom. The eternal flame for which many a brave heart has died.
Welcome back, friends. This is Deanna, and my guest today is Clint Richardson. And the the video that you want to watch is at thecorporationnation.com. Please watch that. We are taking calls during the second hour, and the number is 800-313-9443. Clint, you mentioned about the courts actually being owned in L.A. Now, is that applicable to courts in other areas as well?
Yes, the whole structure is set up in a way that each court is a private corporation. What I'm finding is that some of the stuff I don't even want to talk about, because quite frankly, it scares me because it gets into stuff that I don't think is supposed to be talked about. And you know, some of this stuff I'll probably do a documentary on and then hide because yeah, this goes, like I said, this goes deep. This goes into stuff that I'm afraid to talk about before I document it. Just to give you an example, there's a system, and to tie this all together of why courts are doing this, why they're sending people to prison at such an alarming rate, why there are so many people in prison. Well, anybody out there that's listening, write this down. You can go to the government's website and check this out. It's called Unicor, UNICOR.gov. Okay, Unicor is going to blow your mind because Unicor is the federal prison systems, the whole systems. Basically, it's like Walmart or Office Depot because it's the catalog for everything that is made in prisons. You think that things are being outsourced, you know, to India or to China? Man, you should take a look at this because things are being outsourced to the prison industry where all kinds, you know, one out of 100 people in America are in prison making products. They're getting paid 60 cents an hour, just like sweatshops. They're building products. I mean, they have, you know, clothing and textiles, office furniture, and it's not just a few desks and a few things. We're talking about massive, massive amounts of each thing, way more than you could get at an Office Depot or a Home Depot or anything like that. Industrial products, electronics, recycling is happening in prisons. Fleet Solutions, they're armoring cars for the military in prisons, okay? This is the truth about what's happening within the prison system. You legalize slavery through a seemingly beautiful amendment that ends slavery for the private owner, and you make it a state-sanctioned ownership, and you throw these innocent people in jail, you make them work for dirt next to nothing, and you have a complete catalog of products that are being made by government, and then the government contracts with the federal prison systems and buys those products to fill their offices, you know, military contracts with them for Fleet Solutions to armorize their vehicles, office furniture, all the clothing and textiles that go on. Probably in the post office is probably a good example. All those clothes are probably made by Unicor. So the whole thing, it's worse than you can imagine because it's a corporate structure built. The prison system is a corporate structure built to ensure slavery, to ensure indentured servitude, essentially. You're paying for your victimless crime by working for the federal prison systems, for Unicor.
Okay, amazing. We will be back for our second hour after a word from our sponsors.
It's true.